This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Hopefully we've taken you across the football universe and all the other places today. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
I think that was a reference to Look at My Horse. I'm just saying, if y'all
shut up, woman, get on my horse.
You've never seen that video. I've sent it to the fellas because right before the last segment, I started singing that and Kevin almost broke right before the segment started. However, he did not because he's a professional. And that's important, Kevin.
Fact.
Guys, I was listening to Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show this morning. And
it's a good show.
It is a good show. And because I Tolo, I'll be listening to the G-Bag Nation today. And then the pregame, postgame show. You will have no better pre- and postgame show.
Fact.
In America.
Ooh.
I say.
I think fact.
And all of the other United States places, too.
Mm-hmm.
Than right here on 105.3 The Fan.
That makes
sense. I think the America pretty much covers everything.
That's the way we like to think.
Yes. The also tonight I'll be at the Bearded Monkey in Levon, and we have a very rare Micah Parsons autographed helmet to give away.
What kind of helmet? Is it a Cowboys helmet?
It's a Cowboys helmet. Okay. Yeah, that's why it's rare, Kevin. Because
okay, I got
future
you.
Helmets will have a G on it. Packers. But tonight at the Bearded Monkey, the food's good. The drinks are ice cold. The party environment is there, and I'm there for high fives. So if you're there and you want to high five, I'm there. If the Cowboys are high fiving, we're high fiving too. It's a fantastic football environment, and that's all we could ask for. By the way, last night, weather amazing down here for some football. I went to go see my middle kid play his game last night, and I was like, this is amazing. We already have good football weather.
True.
Did we only have 4 days of 100 degrees this summer?
Yeah, it has been remarkably not deathly hot. It's just been like regular hot.
I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. Marty Ball was what I was hearing this morning, and Schottenheimer said in his weekly interview with their show yesterday that he gets kind of beat down with people thinking because he's Marty Schottenheimer's son.
I get that.
That
yeah.
He is running a form of Marty Ball. And there is a, you know, an old video from, I believe it was Seattle, where he was like, oh, can we just cut to the passing stuff instead of these running film? I'm tired of it. And he's a former quarterback too, and he likes to throw the ball. But I do ask, when you are a maybe not so talented team.
Oh, yeah.
Is Marty Ball an effective way to keep games close so that it doesn't get out of hand? I think that's absolutely true.
Yes, 100%. Look, that's the discussion all of the time is if you're the theoretically inferior team, you want to shorten the game. It's the same thing like super weird for high school stuff whenever teams will argue about, do we play a one-game playoff in baseball or softball or a three-game? Well, the inferior team wants to play a one-game because you're like, we might be able to beat them once. Yes. Twice, probably not.
Yeah, no, and that's what I remember my coach. He was like, I can out-coach another coach, win one game every time.
Yeah.
But I can't say I have more starting pitching than the other team.
Exactly.
And so that the mindset, if anybody that's new to it, the Marty ball is R2-P2, which is run first down, run second down, pass on third down, punt on fourth down, or field goal, or maybe you're lucky. But that's the mindset of it. And it was a very successful regular season form of football.
Right.
Marty Schottenheimer was 126-1 in his career. That's in the regular season.
That's a great thing, but I have a feeling where this is going to go with the playoffs.
He won 8 division titles.
And the knock on him.
He made 13 trips to the playoffs. 4 with the Browns, Kevin.
Yeah, people forget like that 80s, mid to later 80s Browns team was really good that he ran. But that's the thing. People will argue is he wasn't a great playoff coach. And I see their point, and we'll get your playoff record. But I would also argue, is he a non-fumble or a non-heroic John Elway drive away from people being like, man, that's a damn good way to run your football
team. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Philip Rivers interception away from, you know, winning, going beyond the AFC championship game. Sure. And he went to the AFC championship game 3 times. Browns twice.
Yes.
Chiefs once. And look, dude, that game, the game that he played whenever he was coaching the Chargers, LaDainian Tomlinson was perfect for it. That was LaDainian Tomlinson's style of game. That, look, give me the ball, we're going to win, guys. I'm the perfect back for this. And yes, Kevin, he was 5-13 in playoffs. Now, does that mean that you always have to go by Marty Ball? No. And Marty Ball actually is most unsuccessful whenever you're trailing. If you're trailing and you're going, I don't care, we are running the ball 2 times, passing the ball once, and then we're going to go home. Like that's not the way that, if you're trailing, you have to do something different. But trailing by 3 points does not mean that you have to panic and get out of your mold.
Just quick side note for your fantasy team, Amari Cooper changed his mind about wanting to play football. And he said he's retired. Should I have waited till the break to tell you that? Are you making a fantasy lineup change?
Yeah, I got to go make a fantasy
right
lineup
now. Okay, well, you can do that in the break. They're not playing tonight.
Nobody knows who I want, but what if somebody does know?
Okay.
I've been kind of considering getting this player anyway. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
I had a
point. I was focused. You're always talking about my lack of focus on the show.
Okay.
And here I was, super focused, locked in.
That's fine.
During my segment, obviously.
I accept.
Which I'm typically not very focused during my segment.
I accept. Would you have rather completed your very salient point and then had a big blank spot in your lineup because I didn't tell you about Amari Cooper? You
could have told me after the segment. And then I would have fixed it.
Now that is a fair point.
But then the Tolos out there wouldn't have known the breaking news.
Exactly.
And that's important. So again, we try and figure out where I was.
He couldn't win in the playoffs.
Couldn't win in the playoffs. You're trailing. When you're trailing, if you're trailing by 3 points,
yes,
you don't have to panic.
No,
you don't have
right.
to get away from the form. Now, the thing that I think people go, well, running the ball on first down is predictable. Running the ball on first and second down is predictable if you're going to play that kind of game. And yes, it can be predictable.
Agreed.
But what if you can't stop it?
Right.
And that's so it really does come down to the mentality of the football game, the football team you have. Can they play in that type of environment? You know what? We know we're running first and second down. We dare the opponent to try and stop us. Now, Philadelphia has plenty of talent on the other side of the ball. And so that's one of the things when it comes to the idea, the concept of Marty Ball. I'm perfectly fine being a team that's saying we're going to run the ball down your throat. We might win games 17-7.
Right.
But we're going to run the ball down your throat. We're, as you said, shortening the game because you're not going to have as many opportunities to go out there and whip the ball all over the field. I feel like because of the benefits from passing downfield, being vertical, as Alec was talking about earlier with George Pickens, the ability to pick up first downs with pass interference, the way the game is catered to offense now and passing that we have gotten caught up in. We just got to go out there and air it up. But that can lengthen a game, make it more difficult for you as well. It can shorten your opportunities because you go out there and you throw, and now you're behind the chains, first and 10, second and 10, third and 10, because you have incompletions.
Yes.
And you don't, like, those are the things that you want to stay away from. But if you can get, I don't know why we've gotten away from the idea that you can run the ball effectively. Last year, I think, really did prove that. Derrick Henry had a fantastic season. Saquon Barkley had a great season.
He did.
And it felt like running the ball was an effective way of doing it again, because defenses decided we're going to lighten up and we're going to go away from stopping the run because it's so much about the passing game now. But Marty Ball, if it makes its way in, I'm not too concerned about it if they have the talent to do it and if they stick to the effectiveness and the mentality that it takes.
Yes, agreed.
Do you have another breaking news thing that you need to interrupt here, Kevin?
No. I was just going to say, I don't think that's a bad way to run your team this year, but I also feel like I have more realistic thoughts about the Cowboys and what hopefully they could build as opposed to, let's go win now.
Okay, let's have that conversation.
I don't think it's a bad idea to run your game plan out there at all and keep it close. Like, I know that Mickey was talking about, like, the one thing none of us want tomorrow is not only did the Cowboys get their ass kicked, but, like, you looked
boat at race.
Yeah, and you looked at so many different levels where you, like, can't compete here. That is a strategy to get around. Like, if you're talking about scheming pressure, is what Eberflus has talked about, if you don't have maybe, like, the studs like Micah to go do it. It's the same theory across the board. If you can scheme a way to shorten the game, keep it close, you're going to win a couple of games that, like, maybe you didn't anticipate and maybe you probably shouldn't have.
And it doesn't mean that when you decide to line up on third down and throw the ball, you have effective weapons.
Yeah.
Like, and that you can say, this is one of the things I love about this game. Whenever you feel like and you have the mentality of stop me from doing it, CeeDee Lamb, in my mind, is that mentality. Stop me from catching this pass. And that's my hope. That's just kind of what I'm hoping tonight is. Marty Ball plays a little bit of a role in it, unless the Cowboys are like, no, guys, we're unleashing weapons offensively. Yeah. And then they'll surprise me. That will surprise me to the max if they all of a sudden go out there and have a revolutionary offense that everybody was going, where was this hidden from us the whole time? The other question I had about this, will culture be the difference for this team this year? Because we've talked so much about culture, and I think culture is important. I think it's very important that everybody's pulling the same rope for whatever reason. They don't all have to agree, but, and then in this game, when will it matter? And in the season, when do you think it'll matter the most? Because when Brian Schottenheimer was on, he said, there are going to be moments where things aren't going well. And the guys have to turn back to that culture that we built to get through those moments.
Okay, I agree with that sentiment. I don't want to be the person who answers your question with a question. I apologize. Hopefully I don't do that too often. Do you ever feel like culture gets an outside amount of blame or credit for something? Like, let's just use tonight. Like, let's say that Shoddy has schemed up these crazy things and that led to two touchdowns that you would have never gotten under McCarthy, and you end up winning the game by 3 points. Is that because the culture for this team is so amazing, or is it because he out-schemed them and they were not ready for it? And then transversely, like, let's say the team falls apart after this and they're 4-12 going into the last game. Is that because his culture sucks?
Right.
Or because maybe we just don't have enough talent? I struggle with that question because it's a great question that you ask. I don't know how that credit and blame really works.
I think for me, and this is just kind of, I've felt this way about the people I work with, you know, because I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all have work cultures too, but the in my idea, culture is weeding out laziness.
Yeah.
Weeding out talent. Also, because that's what the culture in your locker room does. The guys in that room that you want to lead the culture don't accept the laziness and are always looking to become more talented or saying, look, that guy's just not good enough, coach. We're going to have to figure out another way. I keep beating him, and there's reasons why. He's just not good enough. Find somebody else better so they can compete, so we can sure. compete. And so the laziness part of it, whenever you walk into a building, you know what's expected of you. And so I think when it comes to culture, Kevin, like those are the things that most coaches, because you can go through every time a coach is replaced, the next coach is like, we got to change the culture. You know, there's highlight videos, 40 minutes long of coaches talking about changing the culture. But what exactly are you trying to change? You're trying to get rid of people that aren't what you want them, the Cowboys person to be.
Right.
And so I hope that whatever he's built. And then as you said, when things get difficult, how do they react? How do they respond? Do they say, you know what? We didn't do as good as we were supposed to do. We got to be better. Whenever coach says, hey, I know we won tonight and it was a great game, but we can be better. Do they go, what the hell, coach? Why don't you pat us on the butt? Or do they go, you know what? I want to be so laser focused that I'm kicking their ass in the next game. And that's that mentality, that culture change that I hope that. Because doesn't it feel like the last few years of the Cowboys has been, there's been laziness involved?
Yes, yes.
There's been finger pointing. There's been not guys being together with things.
And I know this bounces back to the concept of Marty Ball. Somebody added this. Let's hope Marty Ball also has better clock management. If you don't know how to clock manage and this is the strategy that you're running, you are the worst at all of this.
Kevin, I had some football facts.
Can I hear one?
Sure.
Why did that take so long to say yes?
One team once scored on every single possession. What game was it?
Was it that Georgia Tech?
2007, the New England Patriots scored on every offensive possession 52-7 to defeat Washington.
Oh.
And that's only one fact. We have so many more.
Okay, maybe four football facts.
I gotta go add a receiver to my team, Kevin.
All right, coming up next, updates on Corey's fantasy team, but also NFL and Cowboys overreaction or reality. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
118 yards and adding to it. There goes Barkley into the clear, through the snow, all the way home. He's hit another home.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, why don't scammers have better email addresses? Like, you can't really think TimMiller648QC184 is going to make me think that you're really from a company that I should give information to. But also, it's NFL and Cowboys overreaction or reality. I'm going to start with this. You will be shocked.
Shocked.
If the Cowboys win tonight. Overreaction or reality?
Which one's more shocking? Shock or stunned?
I was just thinking that. I feel like it's shocked.
Okay. Then I'll be stunned.
Okay. So just slightly below.
Yeah, just slightly below shocked. But, and again, this goes to the ambiguity of what they have given us this preseason.
Who the hell knows?
So if they were to do it, I'd be like, well, we should have all seen this coming. They were hiding. They were sandbagging us the whole time. But I just can't. I know what this team was last year, and they looked like a bunch of guys that were like, I don't know. They all frayed and went separate ways. If culture really is the difference, that can definitely change, and you can be closer in these games. But I won't be shocked. I'll be stunned.
Alec, overreaction or reality, you will be shocked if the Cowboys win this evening.
I will not be shocked. I will be dumbfounded.
Oh, wow. Like Bruce Bochy.
Is that even higher than shocked?
I think
then?
So.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I'm dumbfounded.
I think it has to be. I like your version better than the drop, if we're being honest.
So this is like the three Goldilocks and the three bears right here. So you're dumbfounded. Mm-hmm. I would be shocked, and Corey would be stunned.
Mm-hmm. I like your words, though.
Yeah. He's a maestro of words, if you will.
Okay. And, oh, man.
Yeah, I don't see it happening, but I kind of do like some of the things that Mickey was saying earlier during the expressway, where maybe they aren't as, you know, weak or as unprepared, whatever kind of superlative you want to put on them that just results in bad. Maybe they're not that much. I don't know if it ends up being a 2 or a 3 point game like he predicted.
Yeah.
But I think you might at least see some things. I hate to be the moral victory guy, but you might see some things that you're like, they're not as far off as we imagined, but they still lost by 10, you know.
Kevin, the first televised football game, 1939,
mm-hmm.
broadcast on television. Fordham and Waynesburg College had less than 1,000 viewers. You predict that tonight this game will have more than 1,000 viewers.
Yes, not only that, and we might dive into this story even more tomorrow, keep an eye out for football ratings. NFL football ratings are about to jump because they've set up some sort of meeting and agreement with Nielsen, because the NFL says that they have consistently been undercut on their ratings by 2 to 3 million. And Nielsen's like, oh, it's the best system we have. Apparently they had a series of meetings that the NFL now thinks will better reflect.
I feel like we need to have some meetings with Nielsen.
Agreed.
Yeah, me too, Bruce.
I could be number one. We want to be more number one.
Do you think this will be the highest rated game yes. of the year for the NFL?
No.
Aside from like the playoffs and Super Bowl?
No. It's tough to defeat that Thanksgiving second slot game, which always has the Cowboys in it. I could.
It's a significant game this year, too.
Yes, and I could see this being like the second or third highest regular season game. But I don't think, especially like you said, the components in that Thanksgiving game, that's going to be tough to beat.
Do you think anybody in Philadelphia will not be watching the game and yelling at the TV?
No.
Slurs?
Oh,
cuss
man.
Words. I meant cuss
Boston.
Words. Yeah, I meant cuss words. Just yelling and just being belligerent and drunk.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Now, earlier today, Ian Rappaport, and I'm paraphrasing one of them, was like, oh, yeah, good luck and sucks to be you if we really hope that this could happen. But overreaction or reality? You can envision a world in which Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders fall backwards from where they were last year.
I can, but that world is so much smaller. You know how they say in Stephen King books, there are more worlds than these. There are lots of worlds. About 90% of those worlds, Kevin, I have the Washington Commanders being better than they were last year.
Okay.
10% of those worlds I have them falling back. So that's where I am with the potential of that.
Alec?
Corey illustrated a great picture there with so many worlds.
Yeah, the multiverse has really taken over the last like 10 years.
Really, he's got a new movie coming out about like who can walk the longest.
Dude, have you heard about that, by the way?
I saw the trailer.
There are theaters that they have treadmills in there, and you have to walk faster than 3 miles an hour.
While you're watching a movie?
While watching the movie, if you stop, they kick you out of the movie. You don't get to watch how it ends.
Yeah.
What happens if you finish?
And you get to see the end of the movie.
And you pay regular price for this?
I mean, people pay regular price to go to a gym and walk on a treadmill.
That's right.
I guess that's true.
Imagine if you're a movie fiend, too. You're just going to be jacked.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah, I can see a world. I absolutely can, because Jaden Daniels has been in the NFL for 1 year. I can absolutely see a world where it was just a one-year thing. Do I think that happens? Absolutely not. I think they're set up for long-term success because he is that good, yeah, and he's still on a rookie deal. So that team is just going to continue to add and continue to get better.
Yeah, they gave him another weapon, too, this offseason, and then brought back McLaurin. So giving him Debo, that's a unique tool to have on that team. For how many games, nobody knows.
Right. Yeah. By the way, flummoxed, flabbergasted, so many other words that Cowboys fans would have.
Bewildered.
They were victorious. Now, I think bewildered is a good one. NFL overreaction or reality. Puka Nacua will be top three in the NFL this year in receiving yards.
I don't think that's an overreaction. He's going to be the main target. I know Devontae Adams is there.
And I think that could actually help him.
For sure. He's a tough ball catcher, too. He's one of those guys that, like, he makes catches that you're like, wow, because he's got big, strong hands.
Yeah.
I do not think that's an overreaction at all.
I don't see that as an overreaction either, because he is that good. The only thing that would raise a red flag for me is how many games does Stafford end up playing. Because of that lingering back injury that they are being so weird about.
Have you seen him? He's already tired of this. He goes, yeah, I'm going to go out and play just like I always do. He is so done with listening to those complaints.
And good for him. I just hate the way that the team has gone about it. They're almost like hiding him.
Yeah.
It's like, you're just going to draw, with social media, you're going to draw up more conversation. So I don't know if that's by design to get people to be like, oh, but the Rams, you know, because, you know, they have 10 fans or whatever. I worry about that, but Puka's that good. So I'd say reality.
NFL overreaction or reality. George Pickens will prove he can be a real deal number one wide receiver this season and get the big money. I'm not even saying where he'll get the big money.
Reality. He's going to have plenty of opportunities. If God forbid something happened to CeeDee Lamb, you have a guy that you could feel pretty confident can carry the load. And I don't want that anything to happen, but that would only help him further. So I think that's a reality. This dude, he has legit ball skills. He has physicality to go along with it. If he can just remain level-headed through this and show that whatever you were hearing up in Pittsburgh wasn't the reality of what he is, then he can be an absolute stud.
It should be a reality with the way this offense is set up and the way that the coaching staff is going to deploy him. I do think he's going to be set up for that success, and he's talented enough to have it. And even if it's not gargantuan numbers that you would say that's a true number one, if he even gets close to number one numbers, just the way the market works, I feel like he's going to get paid like that anyways. If Jacoby Myers is out here expecting $30 million after he gets traded, apparently,
right,
from the Raiders, which he's a good player. I've never thought of him as a true number one in this league. If he's asking for 30, I think George can absolutely do that, even with some pretty good numbers here in Dallas.
NFL overreaction or reality, you understand why the Denver Broncos have the most optimistic fan base in all of the NFL going into this season.
They really do?
They really do. So the hope-o-meter, and we'll get to the Cowboys on there in just a second. Philadelphia Eagles are the second best.
I mean, they just won the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Yeah. 98.3% of their fans are optimistic, only 1.7% pessimistic. But for the Denver Broncos, 1.3% pessimism, 98 points.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
7% optimism. Overreaction or reality, you get it.
Sean Payton's there. And so
Bo Nix is the fix.
Yeah, Bo Nix is there. Cortland Sutton just got his contract. They have one of the best defenses in the league. I absolutely understand. And all they can see is blue skies heading north.
Yeah.
Because things went so well in Bo Nix's first year.
Yes.
Sean Payton is a quarterback guru guy. So they have all these beliefs. Things just haven't gone wrong. Plus, they saw what life was like whenever Russell Wilson and those other guys were there, and they just couldn't get anything going. So their positivity, yeah, that thing's turned down a complete 180.
Alec?
They can't do a 360. That just ends you back up where you are.
Exactly. Yes.
Math. I like it. It's hard for them not to be, because you can make a laundry list of reasons why they are the prototypical team of the future, which is you've got the winning head coach, you've got the young quarterback that is proven early, you have the franchise cornerstones that are locked down on long-term deals on either side of the ball, you have a decent offensive line. Like, there are so many things that are going, I don't know, I keep telling you guys, all offseason, I feel like that's the team of destiny. If anybody's going to knock off the Chiefs in the AFC, it's going to be them, for my money. Buffalo Bills, I know you exist. That's cool. But, Denver cool. Broncos are just that team of destiny for me. So I'm going to keep leaning into it. They have to be the most optimistic because they have literally everything going for them right now.
Man, I can see that Bills fan base is like, seriously, you're kidding me? They have multiple Super Bowls. They won back-to-back Super Bowls. Like, what are we doing? All right. NFL overreaction or reality? This is one of the most least... Nope. Let's try that again.
Most least.
NFL overreaction or reality.
That's called an oxymoron.
This is one of the least anticipated Cowboys seasons in recent memory. And once again, I go back to the hope meter. The Cowboys are third from the bottom. The Colts are the worst, then the Saints. But for Cowboys fans, 13% optimism, 87% pessimism heading into this season.
It's been a real struggle this offseason to be positive, just because the gut punches you've taken, the playoff game against Green Bay really started the snowball effect.
For sure.
Of we're never going to be able to get over this hump.
Yeah.
And so that's, it's been that way. Dude, those Dave Campo eras, though, I know you say recent memory. I don't know how close recent is.
I mean, that was 25 years ago. Yeah. So
like those were tough. Like just being like, there's no way out of this. And trying to convince yourself that some of those, that talent was going to be able to do it. But yeah, this has been a very tough offseason to ramp up for. Even as we were discussing earlier, it might not hit us until tonight that the season started. So...
All right, Alec, it's up to you. NFL overreaction or reality? This is one of the least anticipated Cowboys seasons in recent memory.
I'm going to say reality, and it goes to exactly what Schottenheimer has said himself. Nobody knows what to expect from them at this point because they haven't shown anything.
Right.
And whenever you have the first-year head coach coming in, expectations are already kind of up in the air because it's like, well, we haven't seen him lead the ship before. We've seen him call plays, but we haven't seen him actually run the whole thing. So it's just a combo platter of I do not know. So because of that, I'm like, I kind of want to answer the question, you know, 9 weeks in. When I have an idea of what this team's identity is, because right now it's just a giant question mark. It's kind of fun, but still there's no anticipation because they just exist at this point.
I didn't have Christmas jitters last night.
Okay.
And I've had those in the past. I've had those in the past and I didn't last night.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
At the Bengal 37, with 2:25 in a tie game. Snap to Burrow, back and sets, rushed in the pocket, he is set! Maris Leofau!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now.
Woo! What a play by Maris.
Maris!
Courtesy
simulated pressure, baby!
D&M Leasing. It's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how the hell are you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
Woo! It's the first game of the season. Could not be more hyped. What we were just talking about, this seems like maybe more Cowboys fans are down again this season, but we got a whole lot of people who are like, hell no, I'm fired up. I like the direction, this and that. And what's y'all's excitement level as fans outside of, I get your job and everything, especially you two nosebleeders. What's your excitement level as fan?
I'm excited about the offense. It started when they brought in Schottenheimer. He laid out his vision. He brought in a pretty unique coaching staff. And then you add the George Pickens factor. You draft Tyler Booker. I'm really excited. And then you go to training camp in Oxnard and you see kind of the way they're deploying things and just the type of fits that it will present to defenses, having those two guys, and then the Turpin benefit, a healthy Jake Ferguson, and of course having a healthy Dak Prescott. It's the offense, and it's...
He finished second in MVP 2 years ago.
In 2023. Yeah, that's true. I'm glad you said that again, though.
Yeah, a lot of people remind
good point. It's an important conversation. Yeah.
That's an MVP contender right there, number four. I'm always fired up for opening day. Like, I can't help myself. You know, it's... Football's back, one, first and foremost, and we'll see about our Dallas Cowboys. I'm cautiously optimistic about this, and I agree. I'm excited about the way the offense could look, and I think defensively, maybe they can rally together.
I've determined I'm not going to make this team. They're not going to make me mad. I'm
calling BS on this big time.
I'm just saying they're not going to make me mad. I'm not going to throw my notebook at the TV. I'm not going to yell at Schottenheimer when he decides to take the ball away from the line of scrimmage on fourth and one.
When did you make that decision?
Minutes ago.
I was about to say. Okay.
As we were walking into the room.
Okay. Minutes ago. Okay. Yeah, I told because we got this, you know, we've got a 12-hour day today.
Right.
The pre and post game show, guys. And I determined I'm not gonna walk out of here at 1:10 in the morning and be mad. Because what I'll do is I'll get up at 5 in the morning, 4 hours later, and I'll watch the tape and try and kind of evaluate all what happened, good or bad. But I'm not gonna let these guys ruin my year.
I'm not going to let it happen.
It's
an emotional sport, man. It is. You know, and that emotion comes from hope and disappointment, right?
Yes.
I don't know if I can have a lot of hope right now or belief in this team. And if they come up short, I think it'll just be what I expected. But there is a chance, you know, and can you stop the run? Can you run the ball? We don't know what Shoddy's run game looks like. We don't know what this offensive line is going to look like. So there is a possibility in there that I'm hopeful for. And I'll tell you what, medium to long term, I'm more excited about the Cowboys than I have been since 2021.
In part because of the trade? In large part because of the trade?
Mostly the coach. It appears the coach has done a thorough study of what's working today in the NFL, not relying on what he's learned, like our last two coaches, 15 years of hell.
Can you imagine having a specific game plan for a specific team and not just like, we're going to do what we do?
But this game specifically, other than it being the start of the NFL season, I would weigh my Cowboys excitement at a 2 out of 10, Heggy, to answer your question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What will that be at if the run defense looks?
This is going to be a rough 2 hours.
11. Average
11,
and the Cowboys win. Okay, yeah. All right.
I mean, Cowboys win tonight. Everything changes tomorrow. You know, because in order win, your defense will have had to made significant improvements stopping the run, and your run game would have had to catch the league by storm.
Now, I realize this is the lesser of the three phases in terms of how much we talk about it, but in terms of how much we talk about it, is there any chance that we've kind of undersold a continued advantage on special teams for the Cowboys, whether that's because...
What, a kicker?
Yeah, and their kick returner.
Yeah, that right there is, that's your possibilities right there. The fact that if you could get past the Eagles logo at midfield today, you got a chance to get 3 points. And the fact that if they kick it to you...
Don't fall in love with that, though. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we'll just play for three at midfield.
But we've talked about this, though. We've talked about, though, with the ability, if they can get, you know, up past the 35.
No, it's a weapon.
And then it's a weapon. Yes, absolutely. That's a weapon. Every time you can say that and get points. Like I say, I think special teams, you don't want a bunch of kickoff returns. You know, but the punt return stuff, all that, take that all day. But you've got the best kicker in the league.
Don't we want aggressive fourth down stuff tonight? Don't you have to have that in a game like tonight?
So the way I've described
give me the
that,
points, this it's is be raining.
Okay, and see, that's interesting because this feels like a game to me where field goals lose you the game. And so when you talk about going and being aggressive, this does feel like a game.
Okay,
like that,
I think you could tell that very early in this game if Philadelphia takes the ball and it's 7-0 before you know it.
Sure.
Now, unless it's North Carolina, then they're going to lose the rest of the game.
Give up 42 straight.
But what's going to happen?
In Alabama,
take like 3 hours before their next completion.
I'm just saying, if Philadelphia takes the ball first two drives and scores, then your field goal game's out of question. You're going to have to play a different style of football.
No doubt. But
I don't think you could go in there thinking, God, we got to go for it.
We kind of go with game flow here, but it is supposedly going to be bad weather in this one. So points could be at a premium. Obviously, we don't know how well this team's going to be able to run the football. I'm hoping they can stop the run a little bit better. I mean, hell, that's the reason you got Kenny Clark, right? Let's go. It's a run stopper.
Did they mention him in that press conference? I don't know if I remember hearing too much about Kenny Clark.
They mentioned the six Kenny picks. Clark almost as much as they mentioned Dak being the runner-up MVP. Oh,
man!
I'm just kind of curious. I know Kenny Clark addition of stopping the run, but Michael wasn't good at stopping the run. Teams would run at him. They said, we'll take him out of the game plan by running away from him. Do you think that there's any benefit to not having Mike on the field in the rushing game, and that's helpful to this thing?
I mean, the problem is he was average at stopping the run, and not many of your other defensive linemen are even average.
Yeah.
So I think he was one of your better run stoppers, even though, as Corey said, he wasn't what you would call good at it.
Yeah, I think to me with Micah, I think the team that ran the ball at him the best was Philadelphia, and I think it's because they made him have to play in space. You know, I think there's teams that have run the ball and look at the teams that are kind of the college offense teams.
Yeah.
The Ravens, college offense team, Arizona college offense team. Those teams used to give him problems because he wasn't sure where he fit. It was like, okay, let's run the ball at him and let's see if he'll crash down inside and try and make a play, and then we'll pull it and go. This offense would always give him trouble. Just because, and another thing is, Mike is not really interested in being in the classroom and learning exactly how to play the scheme. Mm-hmm.
That's what do you mean? He's the leader.
No, he's an absolute. Yeah, he's a leader. But the thing about it is, though, you can also not give a damn about the game plan.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You know, you could be a leader and say, yeah, I'm going to lead you. I don't believe the game plan is going to be very good tonight.
I'm going to talk about leading you.
What do you guys?
Follow me.
What do you guys got coming up on the program?
Pure football. Gold, as always, Hagee. Thanks for asking. Yes, 2 hours of football. All the game stories right out of the gates here. You will get Krusty's Corner at 3:40 right before we hit the pregame show.
All right. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Stick with 105 through the fan. Oh! All night long, probably into the AM. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Camp, definitely in the AM. Camp Bowie in Fort Worth tomorrow at Uncle Julio's, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the fan.
Say, I got a CeeDee Lamb jersey for you tonight at Bearded Monkey.
Ooh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.